Okay, so get this, we're diving deep into the Homestuck fandom. But not just like any old deep dive. This is the Homestuck fandom in 2025. You guys sent over some forum posts from this place called HSG, and it is wild how active things still are.
I know, it's pretty fascinating, isn't it?
It is fascinating.
It really is.
So we are here to figure out what is going on with this community, what are they up to, what's got them talking.
Yeah, and maybe even how internet culture itself has evolved along the way.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Because, I mean, this is a fandom that's, years past.
Years past the source material.
Its expiration date, quote unquote, right? And yet it's still going.
Yeah, and I think what's so fascinating is that even though Homestuck officially ended years ago, you've got this dedicated group that are still dissecting it, creating new content inspired by it, and yes, even getting into some pretty heated debates. It really speaks to the staying power of these online communities, and perhaps the enduring appeal of stories and characters with a lot of depth.
I mean, think back to briefly mention the most popular character or event from Homestuck to show listener. We did our homework.
Oh, yeah.
Well, things have gotten pretty interesting
Things have changed.
since then.
They've definitely evolved.
And one of the first things that jumped out at us from these forum posts
Oh, well,
was
yeah.
the forum thread title calls this a frowny edition.
The frowny edition.
What do you make of that?
Well, frowny edition definitely suggests a shift in the forum's overall atmosphere, maybe a bit less lighthearted than it used to be.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and this could reflect a broader trend of disillusionment or cynicism within the fandom. Remember, it's been a while since the webcomic ended, so some of that initial excitement might have naturally faded.
So it's not just the, quote unquote post finale hangover, but maybe something a little bit more. What other factors besides just the passage of time might be contributing to this shift in tone?
Well, I think it's worth considering the larger context of internet culture in 2025. These forum posts frequently mention algorithms.
Oh, yeah, they talk about the algorithm a lot.
Content moderation, the challenges of finding genuine connection in online spaces. So it seems like some of the frustrations they're voicing are tied to the evolving nature of the internet itself.
So it's not just that they're, sad that Homestuck is over. It's that being online has changed for them.
Exactly. And it gets even more interesting when you consider the meta games these users are playing, like keeping a tally of verbal ticks that they've noticed in Deep Dive Host Type A and Deep Dive Host Type
You're
B.
listening to us.
They're aware that they're being analyzed
Oh, should we be worried?
and you're engaging with that in a playful way.
Okay, so they're in on the joke.
They are. It's a common thing in online fandoms. They're very self-aware. This kind of meta commentary is almost a way for them to participate in the analysis and put their own spin on it.
That is fascinating.
It is.
But speaking of self-awareness, there's a moderator on these image boards who straight up declares Homestuck is dead. And yet here we are, years later, reading these lively discussions.
How do we make sense of that, right?
How do we reconcile those two things?
Well, this is a classic example of what we call fandom death declarations. It's something you see across online communities. Often, when there's a big change, like the end of a series or a shift to a new platform, it's a way for members to express a sense of loss, frustration, or even just a bid for attention.
So it's not like literally they don't think that people are still talking about Homestuck. It's more
Not necessarily,
systolic.
right? Think of it more as a way of processing change and grappling with how the community is evolving. You'll always have this tension between those who see a fandom as fading away and those who are actively working to keep it alive.
It's like that push and pull between nostalgia for what was and then reinventing it for what is now. And this tension is playing out in some really interesting ways. For example, one user argues that smaller communities self-govern better, bringing up something they call pony spam as a negative example,
Ah, interesting.
and contrasting it with the darker, more niche content that's now prevalent. What do you make of that?
Well, it definitely makes you think about the challenges of moderating online communities, especially as they grow and change over time. Is there a direct correlation between the size of a community and the type of content it produces? It's a tough question.
It's a really interesting question, and I think it also leads into something else that we saw in these forums, which is this very interesting case of Redwood,
Redwood.
who is a former Homestuck fan turned moderator, who, according to these posts, seems to have turned against the community.
Oh, wow.
What kind of dynamics within a fandom could lead to such a dramatic shift?
Well, Redwood's situation really highlights the human element behind moderation,
yeah,
which we often think of as this cold algorithmic process.
Right. But there are real people making these decisions,
right,
and they bring their own personal histories, biases, and experiences to the role.
So maybe Redwood had like a falling out with other members or felt like the fandom was heading in a direction that they didn't agree with?
That's certainly possible.
Okay.
It's also worth considering that they might have simply become disillusioned with the responsibility of moderation.
Right.
Or felt burnt out by the negativity they were encountering.
Right.
Managing a large online community can be incredibly demanding.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not uncommon for people to step back or even walk away entirely.
And that kind of leads into, I think, another big theme that we see emerging from these forum posts, which is this idea of emotional strain.
Yeah.
One user even expresses a longing for empathetic and meaningful interaction, but struggles to find it in the vastness of the internet.
Right.
Does this reflect a broader sentiment that we're seeing in the age of algorithm-driven content? It's a really important question. You know, there's a growing awareness of the potential disconnect between online spaces and genuine emotional connection.
Yeah.
Are we sacrificing depth for breadth, authenticity, for constant engagement?
Like, we have a million friends online, but actually, we feel totally alone.
It's a strange paradox, and it leads to some pretty intense discussions.
It does. It does. And one of the most intense discussions revolves around this concept of empathic mugging.
Empathic mugging.
And the appropriateness of sharing personal trauma in online spaces.
Right.
Which I think is just fascinating.
It's a really complicated issue with no easy answers.
And it seems like the users of these forums are very aware of the tension between seeking support and understanding from this online community that they've built.
Right.
While also worrying about, you know, is this actually the right place for this?
Right. Are we crossing boundaries?
Are we putting too much on each other?
Exactly.
And I think that also ties into a larger question that seems to be weighing very heavily on these Homestuck fans, which is the impact of algorithms on their online experience.
Yeah.
One user even argues that algorithms prioritize engagement over individual preferences.
Right.
Which leads to a proliferation of negative content.
Yeah. It's like the algorithm doesn't care what you actually enjoy. It just wants to keep you scrolling,
clicking, reacting.
Even if that means feeding you upsetting or enraging material.
Right. And that sense of like being manipulated by these forces beyond your control can be so frustrating and even disempowering.
Incredibly.
Yeah, it makes you wonder who's really in charge here, the users or the platforms?
Right, who's really pulling the strings?
Right, it's like this digital tug of war. Mm-hmm. On one side, there's this desire for authentic connection and meaningful interaction.
Right.
And on the other side, there are these powerful algorithms shaping what we see, how we feel, and ultimately who we become online.
Yeah. That's a really powerful way to put it.
It is a little scary.
It is a little bit unnerving.
But also like something that I think everybody listening can probably relate to.
Absolutely. It's a universal experience in the digital age.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll delve even deeper into these forum discussions and explore how the Homestuck fandom of 2025 is navigating this complex digital landscape.
Sounds good. Yeah, it really is a fascinating tension, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Just kind of push and pull between that desire for something real.
Right.
Something empathetic.
Right.
And then the reality.
But sometimes harsh reality.
Of the digital landscape.
Yeah. And it's particularly striking when you consider the context of this empathic mugging debate.
Oh, yes.
As users are really wrestling with the very like nature of empathy itself.
Right.
Like it limits its potential for exploitation where the lines should be drawn.
Where do you draw the line?
Right.
And you see some users arguing that this pressure to perform empathy online can be so overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they're being asked to constantly provide emotional labor without necessarily receiving genuine care and understanding in return.
Right. It's like a social media version of burnout.
Exactly.
Where you're just constantly being bombarded by other people's strong emotions.
Right. And it can be exhausting.
It can be.
Especially when you're not sure if the connection is real.
Right.
Or if you're just another faceless avatar on the other side of the screen.
Like, are you actually there for me or are you just performing?
Yeah. Are you just playing a role?
Right.
It really raises the question, can we cultivate genuine empathy and meaningful relationships in online spaces,
right,
where anonymity and carefully curated personas are often the norm.
Right. Because that's something that we see a lot in these forums.
Absolutely.
Is this idea that, you know, the internet and particularly these image board communities have become less welcoming to smaller, more niche interests.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they talk about this influx of what they call pony spam.
Right.
Content that doesn't really align with their interests.
Yeah, but it floods in anyway.
It floods it anyway.
Because the internet is vast.
Right. And it's not curated necessarily to your specific interests.
Right. And that ties into a broader anxiety about the homogenization of online culture.
Oh, yeah.
The dominance of algorithms and the feeling that individual users are losing agency.
Right.
There's this tension between wanting to connect with others and fearing being swallowed up by the mainstream.
Right. Like you want to find your people.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be, you know, assimilated into this giant blob.
You don't want to lose your individuality.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
So how does the Homestuck fandom of 2025 navigate this tension?
Well, one thing that's really interesting is how they're engaging with the concept of fandom death.
Right.
Remember, it's not about the fandom literally disappearing.
Right.
It's more about acknowledging a shift, a change in energy, in focus, in the types of conversations that are happening.
So it's not like viewing Homestuck as dead is a negative statement.
Not necessarily.
It's more like, okay, things are different now, but that doesn't mean it's over.
Right. It's a marker of evolution.
Okay.
Things have changed. Things have moved on. But the community persists.
Right.
And you see this reflected in their discussions about moderation.
Oh, interesting.
There's a recognition that as communities change, so do the challenges of managing them.
Right.
They debate the pros and cons of different approaches, weighing the need for rules and boundaries against the desire for freedom of expression.
So it's like they're actively shaping their own digital environment.
Absolutely.
Trying to create a space that reflects their values and interests.
Yeah, they're curating their own experience.
Even as the broader internet landscape keeps shifting around them.
It's like building a little house in the middle of a constantly changing digital world.
That's a really good analogy.
Trying to make it a home.
Yeah. And they're not afraid to have difficult conversations about what those values and interests should be.
Right. They're engaging in these really deep philosophical discussions.
Right. We see them like debating the ethics of online behavior, the limits of acceptable content, the responsibility of individuals to contribute to like a positive community atmosphere.
And it's inspiring to see that level of engagement.
It is. It's really cool.
And critical thinking.
Yeah. So even in a frowny edition of the fandom, there's still a sense of hopefulness.
I think so.
A belief that they can still create something meaningful and fulfilling together.
Absolutely. And that's what makes these forums so compelling. They offer a glimpse into the hearts and minds of individuals who are actively grappling with the complexities of online life. They're not just passively consuming content.
Right. They're making it.
They're actively shaping their own experience, engaging in critical thinking, and searching for genuine connection amidst the noise and chaos.
It's inspiring.
It really is.
And, you know, it strikes me that even though we're talking about this specific fandom, these conversations are really relevant to anyone who spends time online.
Oh, absolutely.
We're all navigating these same challenges, trying to find our tribe, express ourselves authentically.
Yeah.
And create meaningful connections in a digital world that can often feel overwhelming and isolating.
It's the human experience in the digital age.
It really is. It really is. And what's so inspiring about these Homestuck fans is that they're not shying away from the tough questions.
Right.
They're engaging in open dialogue.
They're having these conversations.
Debating different perspectives and working to build a community that reflects their shared values.
And I think that's a really important takeaway for all of us.
It is.
We don't have to be passive participants.
Right.
In the digital landscape, we can actively shape our online experience.
Choose who we interact with.
Choose who we connect with.
Yeah, create spaces where we feel safe, supported, and understood.
It's about taking control of your own digital destiny.
I like that, digital destiny. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of empathy.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about the challenges of fostering it online.
Right.
Particularly in the context of this empathic mugging debate.
Right. Are there any positive examples?
Yeah. Are there any moments in these forum posts where empathy is actually working?
Yeah, where it's healthy.
In a healthy way.
Where users are able to offer support and understanding
without
crossing boundaries or feeling exploited.
Yeah, where it feels genuine and reciprocal.
That's a great question. And it's something I've been paying close attention to as I've been reading through these forums.
Okay.
One thing that stands out is how users are using humor and shared experiences to connect with each other.
Okay.
For example, there's a thread where they're reminiscing about some of the webcomics' most memorable moments.
Oh, fun.
Sharing inside jokes,
right.
Quoting favorite lines, and just generally reveling in their shared love for the source material.
Right.
It's a reminder that fandom can be a powerful source of joy and connection.
Oh, yeah.
Even amidst the challenges we've been discussing.
Right, because it's like a space where it's okay to be vulnerable and to, like, nerd out about something that you love.
Yes, and to feel seen and understood by others who share that passion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a powerful antidote to the sense of isolation and alienation.
Absolutely.
That so many people experience online.
Yeah, and it's not just about reminiscing about the past.
Right.
They're also finding creative ways to connect with each other through new content and shared projects.
Yes.
There's a thread where they're discussing a fan-made video project that reimagines certain events from the webcomic.
Wow.
And they're debating plot points and character motivations and even the overall tone of the project.
Really getting into it.
And it's clear that they're deeply invested in creating something meaningful together.
Yeah, they're collaborating.
Yeah.
They're building something new.
It's like they're taking ownership of their fandom experience.
Yes.
Using their shared passion as a springboard for new forms of creativity and collaboration.
Absolutely. And that's so inspiring to see.
It is.
Especially in a digital landscape that often feels dominated by corporate interests and algorithmic manipulation.
Because it's like they're pushing back against that.
They are.
And saying, no, we can still create things that are meaningful to us.
Yeah. And it speaks to a larger point about the resilience of human connection.
Right.
Even in a world that's increasingly mediated by technology.
Yeah.
We still crave authentic interactions, shared experiences, and a sense of belonging.
Right.
And we're finding incredibly creative and resourceful ways to fulfill those needs, even within the confines of online spaces.
Right. So what you're saying is that even though the internet has its downsides.
Yes.
And we've certainly explored those in this deep dive.
Absolutely.
It also offers these incredible opportunities for connection, creativity, and personal growth.
It's a double-edged sword.
It is. It is a double-edged sword.
But I think the Homestuck fandom, even in its frowny edition,
right,
provides a really compelling example of how those opportunities can be realized.
Okay.
They're showing us that it's possible to navigate the complexities of online life with a critical eye,
right,
a hopeful heart, and a commitment to building communities that are both supportive and intellectually stimulating.
I love that. So they're not just, you know, accepting things as they are.
Right.
They're saying, okay, we can make this better.
We can shape this.
We can be intentional.
We can make it our own.
And it's not just going to happen to us.
Absolutely.
We are going to take control.
You have agency.
And that's so powerful.
It's empowering.
It really is.
And I think it's a message that we all need to hear.
Yeah. Especially, yeah, you know, in 2025 when it feels like sometimes the algorithm is the one making all the decisions.
Right. It can feel very deterministic.
It can.
But these Homestuck fans are showing us that there's another way.
There's hope.
There's hope.
It really is amazing to think that even after all these years, people are still talking about Homestuck.
I know. It's really incredible.
And not just talking about it, but like really engaging with it on a deep level.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, these forum posts are not just, you know, reminiscing about the good old days.
Right.
They're really grappling with, like, some pretty complex questions.
Oh, yeah.
About online identity.
Yeah.
The ethics of being online. Like, what even is connection?
Right. Is it even possible to have genuine connection?
In the digital age.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It is. It's very thought-provoking.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that really stood out to me was just how much critical thinking is going on in these discussions.
Yeah.
Like, they are not shying away from the hard stuff.
No, they're not.
They're talking about the algorithm.
Yeah.
They're talking about how easy it is to be manipulated online.
Right.
The difficulty of maintaining genuine connections in a world that's so focused on
metrics.
Metrics.
Numbers.
Yeah, like superficial interactions.
Yeah. It's all about the surface level.
Yeah.
It's performative.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And I think that's really refreshing to see.
It is.
Because they're not just accepting the status quo. They're
right.
Really questioning it. They're
right.
Debating it. And they're actively trying to shape their online experience into something that feels more authentic and fulfilling.
It's like they're taking control.
Yeah, they're taking ownership.
Yeah.
Of their digital lives.
Instead of just letting it happen to them.
Right. Instead of just being swept along by the current.
Right.
They're saying, no, we're going to steer the ship.
Yeah, and I think there's a really valuable lesson there for all of us.
Absolutely.
Regardless of whether we're part of a specific fandom or not.
Yeah.
Like, we all have the power to be more mindful of how we engage online.
Right.
To be more critical of the information that we're consuming.
Absolutely. Think critically.
Yeah. And to be more intentional about the communities that we choose to participate in.
Yes. Choose wisely.
Yeah. So what can we learn from the Homestuck fandom of 2025?
Well, one thing that really stands out to me is their willingness to engage in open and honest dialogue, even about difficult topics.
Yeah.
They're not afraid to challenge each other's perspectives.
Right.
To debate different approaches.
Yeah.
To really grapple with the complexities of online ethics and social dynamics.
And it's like they're creating this space where it's safe to disagree.
Yeah. Safe space for disagreement. Which is so important.
Yeah.
Especially online.
Especially in a digital landscape.
Yeah.
That can often feel so polarized and hostile.
Yeah. Where everyone's shouting at each other.
Yeah.
But they're having these nuanced conversations. They're listening to each other.
Yeah.
And they're learning from each other's experiences.
And it's not just about, like, you know, arguing and debating.
Right.
They're also finding ways to support each other.
Oh, absolutely.
And connect with each other.
Yeah.
You know, there are threads dedicated to sharing fan art.
Oh, yeah.
Discussing fan fiction.
Mm.
Organizing collaborative projects.
Yeah.
So even in this, you know, frowny edition of the fandom.
Right.
There's still this really strong sense of community.
Yeah.
And shared passion.
She's still there.
It's like they found this balance.
Yeah.
Between being aware of all the downsides.
Right.
The internet.
The pitfalls.
Yeah.
The dangers.
But also holding on to that love for the source material.
Yeah.
And that desire to connect with other people.
Yeah. And to be creative together.
Yeah.
To make things together.
Yeah. To celebrate something that they love together.
Absolutely.
And I think that's really powerful.
I do too. It's a really important reminder.
Yeah.
That even in the most unexpected corners of the internet.
Right.
There are communities of people who are genuinely trying to create something positive and meaningful.
Yeah. It's like they're saying, yes, the internet can be frustrating. It can be overwhelming. It can even be toxic at times.
Right.
But it can also be a source of joy.
Yeah.
Connection.
And
inspiration.
Absolutely. And that's ultimately what makes these forum discussions so fascinating and so hopeful.
Yeah.
They're a testament to the resilience of the human spirit, the power of shared interests, and the enduring belief that even in a digital world that's constantly evolving, we can still find ways to connect with each other in meaningful and authentic ways.
And you know what this whole conversation has me thinking about?
Yeah.
Is that online communities can be like a mirror.
Oh, interesting.
They reflect back to us our anxieties, our hopes, our struggles, our triumphs.
It's a reflection of ourselves.
Yeah, as we try to figure out how to exist in this digital landscape.
Right, how to be a person online.
Yeah, how to be a person online.
Yeah.
And so by diving deep into this Homestuck fandom in 2025, it's like we're also kind of diving deep into ourselves.
A little bit of introspection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all trying to figure this stuff out.
We are. We're all in this together.
We are.
And I think by listening to these conversations, by witnessing the struggles and triumphs of this particular community, we might just gain a deeper understanding of our own place in the digital landscape and discover new strategies for creating more fulfilling and authentic online experiences.
That's a really nice thought. And, you know, as we wrap up this episode of Deep Dive, I'm curious to hear from you, listener, what resonated with you from these conversations.
Yeah, what stood out?
Have you experienced similar challenges or triumphs in your own online life?
Yeah, tell us your story.
And what steps are you taking to create a more fulfilling and authentic digital experience for yourself?
Yeah, how are you shaping your digital destiny?
We'd love to hear your thoughts, so feel free to leave us a comment on our website or hit us up on social media.
Yeah, join the conversation.
Thanks for listening.